This call is being recorded.
There we go. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being on the call this evening. Thank you for inviting others to be on the call. And thank you, Gail. She's our guest speaker, and she's on the call this evening. So before I start, there are always cancer success stories coming in, and we continually appreciate everyone's diligence in pursuing their therapeutic nutritional program until they can overcome their cancers, or they can overcome heart disease or arthritis or diabetes or multiple sclerosis or whatever conditions they are confronted with in their health life. Now, some people think that if they pursue both the medical model and the nutritional model, then success is imminent. I am here to use that one word, not. And here's what I want to say about that. You cannot have two masters at the same time. Now, there are stories out there about people who have so-called used the nutritional therapeutic program, and they have died. And the conclusion and the rumor is that, well, you can pursue this therapeutic nutritional program and it does not work. I say to this, not. You may know part of the story, but you don't know the whole story. Recently, I have heard this. Well, he had toxic root canals extracted, but he died anyway. Conclusion. Extracting the toxic root canal cannot save your life. So why bother? I say to this, not. You know part of the story, but you don't know the whole story. You know what you know. But what if what you know is not the whole truth? What if what you know is only half of the truth? You know what you know. You know what you don't know. But you don't know what you don't know. And this is why I encourage everyone who wants to, number one, prevent cancer, prevent all disease conditions, or number two, to overcome cancer, to overcome all disease conditions, to become part of TAFI. TAFI is an acronym for Taking Action for Your Health, so that you can be the master of your own health and be empowered to take control over the health and healing of your own body. TAFI is a course that I released into this world in January of 2013. It is 15 minutes a day via teleconference call with a team of six people and me as your leader. It runs 5 days a week for 8 weeks. Every day, your small action steps are eating the right food, having a superfood smoothie, exercising, doing ionic breathing, reading your assignments. Your big action steps are a one-day bowel cleanse, a one-day kidney flush, and a three-day liver cleanse. TAFI teaches you the five pillars that you need to address in order to overcome serious degenerative conditions or to prevent them. And those five pillars are, number one, injury. And we do this by using high-dense nutrition and eating the right foods. Number two, inflammation. We discover the sources of our inflammation. In other words, where is the poison coming from that is feeding your degenerative condition? Number three, elimination. We ensure that all of your elimination channels, meaning the liver, the kidneys, the bowels, and the respiratory tract, are opened and moving so that all poisons can be eliminated. Number four, we address infection. Every degenerative condition is harboring an infection. Number five, we address circulation. And we do this by doing our oral chelation program. We also ask, that everyone take their body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees centigrade. And who out there teaches you this? So again, I ask you that whenever you are confronted by this statement, well, he did the program and he died, I ask, did this person address all five pillars? And did this person address all the sources of inflammation? And many times, these people have dropped the program. And so I've lost communication with them. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury Manual, has over 60 success stories. And it has sold over 5,000 copies. And the people in that book were successful because they, in fact, addressed all five pillars. So I have some interesting statistics to share with you this evening. I recently went over the programs for the people that I've worked with who have been diagnosed with cancer over the last year and a half. So I picked 100 cancer clients, and here are the stats. 20 of them are still on programs, pursuing the program to overcome cancer. 20 have been successful, so they have pursued the program and have had successful results. 54 people have dropped the program. I do not know their whereabouts. I do not know at this point what they are doing. And I know two people who have done both the medical model and the nutritional model, and they have both passed away. Just to give you some recent statistics. So this evening, our guest speaker is Gail. And Gail comes from, she resides in Vernon, British Columbia. She had success in dealing with a fibroid, and she'll tell you about that story. She'll also relate to you the story of her husband's cancer, which was a stage 4 cancer. And why were Gail and Ken successful? Because they followed and addressed five pillars in this program: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So at this point, I am going to invite Gail to please share her success stories. Gail, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Donna.
Yay! Hi, Gail. And Gail is also a TAFE grad. She is a TAFE leader. She's recently completed her TAFE leader training, and so we're so excited and so happy to have Gail on the call. Go ahead, please, Gail.
Thank you for inviting me, and if you're okay with it, I think I'll just read the success story, and if I'm going too fast or you can't understand me, somebody speak up, please. In 2002, at the age of 45 years, I was diagnosed with fibroids in my uterus. And over the next 9 years, I underwent yearly ultrasounds to check for the fibroids. The fibroids, they continued to grow for over a period of those 9 years. Eventually, my bladder was compromised because the size of the fibroids were pushing on it. By the spring of 2010, I looked like I was 20 weeks pregnant. I couldn't lay in my back because of the discomfort. And back in 2006, when I visited the gynecologist, she recommended at that point a hysterectomy, but I refused. My thoughts were that there was a better way. So I continued to visit the gynecologist every year to make sure there wasn't cancer and, you know, do all the regular tests. And over the next 4 years, they kept offering me the same solution, have a hysterectomy. In August of 2010, They did a biopsy for me, and my uterus at that point was so big, but the results came back negative for cancer. So even though the fibroids were growing, I just didn't want to do surgery. So in December of 2010, when the ultrasound showed that nothing was getting better, they wanted to do a CAT scan. But again, I refused because I was afraid about the strong radiation that would affect my health. So in January of 2011, I talked to Donna Roth, and I started a herbal program with her. And I eliminated all toxic lectins from my diet, all sugar, all grains, all legumes, and all dairy. And my program also included aloe vera juice and Chinese mineral chi tonic, flaxseed lignans, ginger, cat's claw. And 6 weeks later, I noticed a big change in my weight, and also that I possibly had passed some of the fibroids during my menses. And I continued to follow this lectin-free diet, and over time, I lost 24 pounds. And I was hopeful the rest of the fibroids would continue to disintegrate, and now 6 years later, I'm sure most of them are gone. The education in the book, Practical Solutions to Cancer Injury, Manual by Donna, was extremely important in helping me understand how the body can heal itself. I've never felt better in my life, and I'm so thankful that Donna was able to educate me on the natural healing of fibroids. So that was basically my journey. I kept fighting the medical system. I just thought there was a better way, but I didn't know about the better way until my husband ended up with cancer and we ended up visiting Donna. And so he actually saved me from surgery, probably. So I'll move on to Ken's story. And in Ken was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in his throat in the lymph nodes in 2010. And we were devastated. I mean, we were healthy, living a really fun life, and all of a sudden he had this lump on his neck, and we had to go and get that checked out. We ended up visiting with the cancer agency, and he was told there he had a 50% chance of survival. He was offered chemo and radiation to fight it. We came home feeling really, really discouraged, and we decided to try an alternative approach while he was waiting to have a PET scan. So we met with Donna Roth, and Ken decided to follow the Pawpaw program. Again, no sugar, no dairy, no grains, no alcohol, no coffee. And we supplemented the Pawpaw herb as well as many additional nutrients, minerals that his body was lacking. We listened to every report by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, and we tried to understand how one's body could heal itself. Ken also chose during that time to do some radiation treatment along with the Pawpaw program. So he followed the cancer-free diet, and his main saying while we were on it, I went through the kitchen and got rid of everything that we couldn't eat, and that made it easier not to cheat. But Ken used to say, it's the if you like it, you can't have it diet. So that challenged me to try to make some recipes out of Donna's mud pie books and a lot of different recipes with coconut and, you know, different healthy alternatives. And I came up with some that were not too bad, but it was really a big change in eating for both of us. And from all the articles we read on cancer, the conclusion was that sugar feeds the cancer. So get off the sugar, starve the cancer. Secondly, the grains have molds and mildews, which also contribute to our immune system issues. And these wheat products promote the movement of sugar quickly through the body, which also helps to feed the cancer. Now, that was a tough one for us because we used to be wheat grain farmers. So to look at wheat as such a negative, that was a whole new experience too. Dairy is mucus forming, and thus, again, plugs up and slows down our body functions. Plus, it also can contain sugar. So basically, we followed the paleo diet, which promotes lean organic meats, organic vegetables, and fruits. And that wasn't really hard to follow because we are prairie people and we ate a lot of those foods daily. But again, like I said, the hard part was no dairy and no grains. So what we did is we made Ken up a daily chart, and we filled it in with a list of what pills he took and when, and we kept track of his calories. And we kept visiting back at the cancer agency, and they told Ken they've never seen someone do as well as he has. So Ken tried to share his program with a nutritionist, but no one was interested. They just kept promoting sugar, needed lots of sugar to keep your weight up, and dairy. So we ended up setting up a site called the Caring Bridge, where people and friends and family, they could read his blogs, keep up with what he was doing without him having to constantly answer emails and talk on the phone. Because as any of you know, if you're on this journey, it's very emotional, and sometimes you just need your own space. So he would use these blogs in the mornings. He'd look at them and comment back. So it was a good daily support and very meaningful for Ken. So we would gladly share our suggestions to others, but it is a huge commitment. And as Donna said, the many people drop out. It's a marathon, and especially the first 6 weeks, just getting your body and your mind around how to eat like that. It was a full-time job for Ken and for me to find the foods, the supplements, and to keep track daily of his progress and to stay committed to the Pawpaw program, which was huge supplementation and diet change. Ken reached the 5-year cancer-free mark this spring, and we're so thankful for the Pawpaw program and its part in healing Ken's cancer. He claims that if he was given 5 choices of healing, he would do them all. He gives credit to the diet, the Pawpaw program, the medical doctors, the love and prayers of family and friends, and a strong will to survive. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Gail. That's very exciting. I'm going to open it up maybe just for a couple of minutes for anybody that may want to ask Gail a question. So the time is yours for a couple of minutes until I'll pursue my end of the program, where I will explain all 5 pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Does anybody have a question? So if you do, go ahead, please.
Gail, I would like to know, did you not have a product that you took that was specific for the fibroid? To get rid of the fibroid?
Basically what I did was I followed very similar to Donna's Pawpaw program, and I took the supplements that she recommended that support the Pawpaw program, plus I took Cat's Claw. Are you familiar with Nature Sunshine products?
Yes.
Yeah. The Cat's Claw was a good one, too, for helping, I guess, to kill, you know, parasites or whatever else, with the fungus, whatever was making my fibroids grow, but also was getting off the dairy and getting off the sugar and getting off the grains and giving my body time to start to heal itself. So,
but you did take Pawpaw?
Yep. I did it too, okay. Just because, and I still do it. I do it at least once a year, the program, if not twice.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Danita. You know, as what Gail said, I still do the program once a year or twice a year. That's a key. Why would we ever stop therapeutic nutrition? Thank you, Danita. Any other questions?
I just wanted to comment she said she took the Pawpaw even though she didn't have the cancer.
I did. And, you know, I don't know if a person says we all have cancer, but I just really believe that taking Pawpaw was part of my cleansing, the program that helped my body cleanse, as well as doing flushes. I mean, if you go into Donna's Taffy program, I did a liver cleanse and a gallbladder cleanse and a kidney cleanse. It's sort of like they say we all worry about our cars and we change all our filters and clean everything out, but we don't with our bodies. So I think between the Pawpaw program and Cat's Claw and doing cleanses and eating right, that was, I mean, it's a big commitment, but I've never felt better because of it.
Oh, it's a commitment. We're in our 4th week on the Pawpaw program with the Taffy with Donna right now. So.
Oh, good for you. It's a challenge, but you'll be so excited in about another 2 or 3 weeks. You'll probably start.
Already some success with it.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Gail, it's Nikki from Abbotsford.
Hi, Nikki.
Is your husband still using Papa?
Yes, but he again, like me, he'll go through, we'll buy one bottle of Papa. And Dawn, I don't know if this is what you would recommend, but we go through one bottle. And he will do two in the morning and two at night of the capsules. And during that time, we try to be stricter on our diet and, you know, take extra supplements and minerals just to give, it's sort of like giving our body a little boost.
Okay, when he was doing his protocol, Gail, how many Papa was he taking per day?
Oh, my goodness. I think he was up to 12 a day. Yeah, he just said, 12 a day. That's what he started on. And Donna muscle tested Ken and helped him kind of figure out what level he should take. Because it's a hard decision, right? But they do say that Pawpaw, if you take too much, it makes you throw up or nauseous. So he never got to that point. So he figured he was probably doing it just about right.
Thanks, Gail.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. I just wanted to tell everybody that's on the call, if you really want to know how to take on your health, be empowered to take on your health responsibly, Taffy is the answer. I will be doing a new team starting the beginning of July, and it will be at 8 o'clock in the morning. I think I have about 3 spots that are taken, and we take up to 6 people in a team. And I recommend highly that you register for Taffy. It's $377 plus the cost of your herbal program or your herbal supplements and superfoods. And I want to move into my portion, and I want to say thank you so much, Gail. I know with Gail's story, I feel that many people who are on this call have been empowered to take action, take care of your own health. I'm sorry to say, if you don't do it, no one else will do it for you. I want to start off this evening by defining cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication or cell growth that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury cannot be made due to a deficiency of oxygen and nutrition. The cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation become mutated by a fungal infection. So I want to explain this particular definition to cancer maybe more explicitly. For cancer to occur, there has to be, number one, an injury. One thing we must know is that cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. Even Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs, said this: cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. End of quote. For cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How can your stem cells replicate healthy cells unless all the required nutrients are in place? Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot take place. Dr. Blass said this: oxidation is the source of life. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean up the toxic debris that causes the inflammation. Number five, for cancer to occur, there is a fungal infection. There is so much toxic debris accumulated in that injured area. The oxygen levels drop to below 35%, and that leads to a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I think you have the picture. There is a common thread to all of these disintegrating degenerative conditions. So in order to overcome them, we need to address the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Let's start with injury. The fact that cancer starts from an injury was well known even 100 years ago. It was written in a medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler even in 1903 and taught to medical students at that time. Here's a quote. The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc. So, in this particular case, Dr. Ziegler is referring to physical injuries. That's how an injury can start. It can start from an accident, a blow, a fracture. But let's move beyond that. Exploratory surgeries can cause physical injuries. An infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure internal urethras. Gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries to the breasts. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy cause chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs of all kinds cause gut permeability, create leaky gut, causing injury to the stomach walls and to the intestinal walls. Alcohol can cause injury to the liver, the kidneys, or the pancreas. Dale mentioned lectins. We find anti-nutrients called lectins in all present-day grains. They are known to cause leaky gut, get into the bloodstream, and make the blood sticky and heavy, impeding oxygen and nutrient flow. They can accumulate in various vulnerable, inherently weak organs and cause injury to those organs. There are phytates in present-day grains as well that can deplete vitamin D3 and deplete numerous minerals, thereby causing injury to vulnerable internal organs. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. Agricultural practices today have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Consequently, foods today are extremely deficient in all kinds of nutrients. It has been documented that today you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the nutrient values of different foods. They repeated this analysis on those foods that were grown in the soils of 1991, and here is what they have discovered. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruits had 27% less zinc. Spinach had 60% less iron. Meat had 54% less iron. Even Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s, this is way back in the 1860s, he stated scientifically that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. Hence the importance of those minerals. Dr. Linus Pauling, we all know who he is, the father of vitamin C in the 1970s, he said this, quote, "You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency." Think about that mineral deficiency to a vulnerable internal weak organ. It can cause an injury to that organ if you don't have enough minerals. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, A Cure for All Cancer. She showed documented evidence that in every cancer case, there is a parasite. Well, think about it. There is an accumulation of toxic debris that will invite parasites. Think about the prostate, for instance, which could be a particularly vulnerable area for toxic waste debris. That means that toxic waste debris invites parasites. And a parasite infestation can also happen with an accumulation of candida in that area. Parasite can cause an injury to a membrane of an internal organ, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant, causing an injury to the plant. Toxic waste debris can invite viruses and can cause injuries. Think about cervical cancers that can be started by human papilloma virus. That virus only happens when there is an accumulation of toxic debris internally, and that virus can damage the tissues of the cervix. Infections can start an injury. Think about hepatitis. Hepatitis in the liver, if it is not corrected. Why does hepatitis live in the liver? Because of an accumulation of toxic debris. And we don't use antibiotics to address infections. We have known that antibiotics feed candida. We, in fact, use herbal combination that Nature Sunshine has called cat's claw combination in high doses. Taking about 12 to 16 a day along with Silver Guard, that can look after all kinds of infections. Dr. Scott, Dr. Livingston, Dr. Siebert discovered microbes in all kinds of cancer cases. Again, microbes grow only in toxic, unhealthy tissue. Those microbes can cause an injury to those organs internally. Interestingly enough, these incredible microbiologists were scoffed at and mocked. Dr. Versendahl, Dr. Simoncini, Dr. Lustig stated that cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Now, what's candida yeast? It's a yeast infection that is fed by sugar and starches, antibiotics, and various drugs. that candida is known to grow a root structure or a tendril structure, and that those roots can poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. That candida can then escape into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of nutrients and oxygen. Candida also produces false estrogens. We call them xenoestrogens. And women who are suffering from hormonal type cancers like breast cancers, they often talk about the HER2 estrogen problem. So they take a drug to block the HER2 estrogen problem. I say to that, not. Let's start to understand where those xenoestrogens come from. It's candida, yeast infection in the body that produces those xenoestrogens that are known to feed cancer. Now, xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid. So start thinking about how many people in our society have thyroid malfunctions. Never think that it's related to the xenoestrogens that candida produces. The thyroid is responsible for metabolism. And those xenoestrogens impede metabolism. And they also impede the iodine sources, which are necessary for radiation absorption. Xenoestrogens also are known to scramble up all the hormones, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, and so on. And these false estrogens from candida also weaken the collagen production. And when the collagen production is weakened, the consequence of that is that an inner membrane can crack, and there is your injury. Dr. Bernice Eddy, she was a scientist in the 1950s. And she discovered in her lab that vaccines were a direct contributing factor to cancer. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And she discovered all kinds of these hamsters were getting various cancers and tumors. She reported her findings to her colleagues and warned them, if they were to institute a vaccine program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. Dr. Bernice Eddy was fired. We today have an epidemic of cancer. All vaccines are toxic with toxic heavy metals that can accumulate in various organs and tissues of your body. Sugar is a contributing factor to the injury. Think about it. What does sugar do to your teeth? It robs calcium and minerals from your teeth, and it causes holes, which we call cavities. What do you think sugar can do to your organs internally? Way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and they were all getting cancers. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize when he proved that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. In 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved that fermentation of sugar feeds cancer. Then we find University of Massachusetts Medical School. They discovered a Helicobacter felis bacterial infection contributing to cancer. Even H. pylori bacteria in the stomach can contribute to cancer. In working with many cancer clients, I have found that H. pylori bacteria is highly likely with people who experience abdominal pain, bloating, gas, discomfort, and migraine headaches. H. pylori bacteria causes an injury to the stomach lining, causes an injury to the lining of the esophagus. And if it's not corrected, it can lead to cancer. With Nature Sunshine, we have an amazing herbal combination called ULCR, which contains licorice and podarco and cloves and Anula racemosa, lecithin, and capsicum. It's been scientifically documented to arrest and destroy and clean out H. pylori bacteria in the stomach. This information comes from Dr. Keller, who used to be the head of the Science Research Department for Nature Sunshine. He also stated that 90% of the North American population have H. pylori bacteria and don't know it. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals, as I've already mentioned, that are present in all vaccinations and flu shots and tetanus shots, but they're also present in mercury fillings in our teeth. These heavy metals also are known to cause leaky gut syndrome. They get into the bloodstream and they accumulate and settle in different organs and tissues of the body. They also make the blood sticky and heavy and impede oxygen and nutrient flow. Then we have all the science that was done by Dr. Hamer, who stated that injuries can come from strong emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred. Think about what happens when you personally have experienced anger. All of us can relate to the kind of acids that we feel right in our solar plexus, right in our stomach area. Well, if this continues every day, day by day, week by week, month by month, those acids can eat away at membranes of internal organs, and thereby cause a serious injury. The one thing we must know is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a whole framework of nutrition in order to repair and heal that injury. What happens when there's an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to that injured area. That message is called current of injury. That current of injury sets up an ionic field. It's like an electromagnetic field, and that ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every organ and gland of the body, and their job is cell replication. So now the stem cells are triggered into action, and they initiate the process of cell replication to repair that injury. In order to do their job of healthy cell replication, they need to have all the fundamental building blocks. They need to have the amino acids, the minerals, the vitamins, the essential fatty acids, the phytonutrients, and so on. And if all these building blocks are present in abundance, those stem cells are happy, and they use these materials, these nutrients, and repair the injury by making healthy cells. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. Stem cells go to rest. The current of injury stops. Imagine what happens when even one of the building blocks is missing. If minerals are missing, those stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication, and consequently, that current of injury continues. So one of the keys to putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body all the minerals, the essential nutrients required for healthy cell repair. I want to move now into explaining inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, drugs, poke holes in the gut membrane, and escape into the bloodstream. I've already talked about, and so has Gail, she mentioned lectins that are present in all present-day grains. They poke holes, and they get into the bloodstream. And if there are holes in the bloodstream, I'm sorry, if there are holes in the gut, then food and proteins and meat products, before they're fully digested, they escape through these holes and they accumulate in the bloodstream. Now we have, in the bloodstream, various undigested food particles, various heavy metals, various chemicals, drugs, candida. All of these toxic, unwanted residues making the blood sticky and heavy, and that puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And such a stress, such a weight, causes the tiny holes of the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxins. They then accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues outside the capillary walls. The blood also has blood plasma proteins that are essential for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to all of these cells and tissues. And the blood plasma proteins then escape through these tiny holes of the capillary walls. And they are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. Now you have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all of these various toxins. And amazingly enough, that's not even a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which are adjacent to the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and all other toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what happens when that lymphatic system, over a period of years, becomes overloaded by debris from the drugs we're using, the toxic foods we're eating, the lectins, the acids from emotions and stress, heavy metals from toxic teeth and vaccinations and flu shots, toxic chemicals. You can start to see that that poor lymphatic system will start to malfunction. So now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and all of these toxins, and over a period of time that leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. Just want to point something out here as well. It was Dr. McDougall who studied Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer. He was able to calculate mathematically that Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer started when he was 25 years old. Steve Jobs died in his 50s. So we start to see that the congestion from that inflammation takes many years. It does not happen overnight. And yet, we want cancer to go away within 2 weeks. So what does inflammation do? It stops the process of oxidation. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, Nobel Prize winner in 1931, who discovered when the oxygen levels to that injured area drop to below 35%, an oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by those stem cells can no longer happen. Here is the big if. If there is now an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar, and it produces ammonia and acids. And all of this toxic debris and ammonia and acids is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus to happen. And now, some of these fungal DNA proteins start to integrate into the human stem cell line during the process of cell replication for the purpose of healing the injury, and they genetically defect the cells as they replicate. So genetic defects in cancer do not come from inherent birth defects. We start to see that it is the fungus that genetically defects those cells. Cancer is not a genetic illness. Consequently, we now have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury, and that current of injury will continue with the continuous replication of mutated cells that we call cancer. What do we do if we want to overcome cancer? What do we do if we want to prevent cancer? We stop feeding the cancer. You heard Gail's story. She eliminated sugars, starches, all grain products. She called them lectin products, milk. She eliminated those. She and Ken eliminated those from their foods. They took them right out. Gail said she threw them out of her kitchen. Cool. The next thing we need to do is repair the injury. We do that by eating the right foods, the grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables, salads, walnuts, almonds, seeds of all kinds, which have great essential fatty acids, berries, which are low glycemic and high antioxidants, even sugary fruits like pineapple, papayas are not acceptable here. They feed, they're high sugar, and they feed cancer. And even if we are eating the right foods, we do not have enough nutrients for those stem cells to repair the injury. And so what do? We take on high-dense superfood smoothies. We put into that superfood smoothie Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals. Collatrim Plus, which is bioavailable amino acids, but it's also collagen powder that the candida is destroying. Green Zone for all the phytonutrients. Soulstick Energy, which has Korean ginseng and green tea extract and grapeseed extract and guarana, which is excellent in breaking up that sticky blood. We call it agglutination of the blood. Flax Hall Lignins, which are known scientifically to bind toxic xenoestrogens. And we can add berries of our choice, and we can add protein powders. Nature Sunshine has Smart Meal or Sinner Protein Powder. We can add a protein powder if we think we cannot consume enough meats and eggs and fish. And then we add berries of our choice. We can have berries, frozen berries, water and ice. I promise you, this smoothie is delicious. And it replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. We make life simple here. And I personally think that all juices that are made at home, number one, they're too sweet because we're using apples and carrots and beets and so on. Number two, they're not quality controlled. You do not know how many nutrients you are getting from your homemade juice. Then we also take a high amount of super omega-3. Super omega-3 is known to make the cells internally pliable so that oxygen can more readily move into the cells and toxins move out of the cells. And if we choose, we can add extra vitamin D3 to replace the vitamin D3 that is lost by the phytates, those anti-nutrients that are found in present-day grains. Then we want to work on inflammation. Number one, we have to address the source of the inflammation. And this is where you can do one of two things. You book a consultation with Donna Roth, and you can do that by giving me a call. All that information is on my website, donnaroth.com, donnaroth.com. I have become an inflammation expert. I've worked with many cancer clients to detect the source of the inflammation. You have to address the source of it. In other words, where is the poison coming from? Or number two, you can register for TAFI and discover it all on your own with the guidance of Donna Roth, me, as your leader. Then we want to address inflammation by cleansing the blood of all this toxic, poisonous debris that's sitting in there, impeding oxygen and nutrient flow. So we use colostrum on an empty stomach, and it binds toxic lectins from the bloodstream, scientifically documented. We use protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach, which goes into the bloodstream to digest undigested food particles that are there because of leaky gut. Protease plus enzymes are designer enzymes. They're also scientifically known to break up the outer protein coating of a cancer cell. And we take high doses of cat's claw herbal combination that opens up the lymphatic system to drain those poisons or those toxins out through the natural elimination channels. And we address elimination. This is where we need to be looking at the bowels. Are they emptying properly? Are they moving at least two to three times a day? If not, we have a herbal combination to address that. You may need to do a kidney flush to ensure that your kidneys are moving all the acids and all those acid debris that's sitting in all the fluids of your system, and that's being moved out. We drink water and chlorophyll to help the kidneys. We only drink water. We don't drink any fruit juices or alcohol or beer or pop or anything like that, or coffee or anything like that. We just drink water, water with chlorophyll, water with ginger, water with lemon. Then we increase circulation. This is where we take your body temperature. Your body temperature must be 98.6 degrees or 37 degrees centigrade. Cancer cannot live in a body of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. So we also cleanse the blood, and this is where we use the oral chelation tablet called MC. It is the most incredible oral chelation tablet I've ever witnessed. It cleans out the toxic heavy metals from vaccines and toxic teeth and mercury fillings. It cleans out lead and iron. It cleans out metabolic wastes that are found in your bloodstream. It cleans out toxic sugary deposits. We call them triglycerides. It cleans out sticky fats. And once that's cleaned out, guess what? It increases oxygen flow, it increases blood circulation, and the body temperature can come up. Then we address the cancer infection, the fungal infection, and we do that by using papa. Papa has been scientifically documented and studied for over a period of 20 years by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. He was on my cancer call about a month ago. And he personally stated in his scientific findings that Papa was almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy and about 300 times stronger than Taxol. Papa inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cell. It cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that grow out from tumors in search of sugar. It gets right into those cancer cells and destroys them, and it's known to clean out fungus. Finally, we can increase stem cell production by using astragalus that's found in cat's claw and mineral chi tonic, or we can use silver. Silver has been documented to increase the production of healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. Many people have used this program very successfully and have been able to overcome fibroids like Gail has or cancer like Ken has. Those cancer stories are in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. So I want to tell you that your body is created to heal if you address all the poisons, and if you address and if you feed the body all the proper nutrients and increase the circulation and body temperature. I personally have witnessed this many, many times since the year 1998. When I received my first cancer client, who, by the way, is still alive and well today. So with that, I am going to turn the recording off, and we will open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second.